Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You're listening to the Coffee Break French Verb Fix. This is Season 1, Episode 1, and we're looking at the verb parler. Welcome to this first episode of the Coffee Break French Verb Fix. This is the show which will give you your weekly fix of Coffee Break French and help you sort out your verbs so that you can use them accurately and effectively in your spoken and written French. Moi, je m'appelle Marc, je suis votre professeur et je vais vous aider avec vos verbes français. This is the first in a season of 10 shows in which I'm going to be helping you to build your confidence in using French verbs. I believe that understanding how verbs work is the key to speaking and writing better French. In each episode of the course, we're going to be focusing on one verb, and I'll help you learn to conjugate it in four tenses: present, perfect, imperfect, and future. We'll go through the conjugations, and you'll learn the patterns so that you can apply them when you need them. We'll then try repeating the verbs with some music, and I'll give you some examples of the verb in sentences. I'll also be asking you to translate a couple of sentences using the verb to test your language skills. And then it's over to you. We'd like you to join in the verb fix because we want to hear your uses of the verb in a sentence. You can post your sentence on our Facebook page, that's facebook.com/coffeebreakfrench, or you can post them in a comment on the website. Best of all, you can record your sentence and send it to joinin@radiolingua.com or simply use the Join In button on the Radiolingua website or on our Facebook pages. We'll choose some of our favourite voice messages and include them in a future show. Okay, it's time to get on with this episode. Today's verb is parler, meaning to speak or to talk, and parler is spelled P-A-R-L-E-R. P-A-R-L-E-R. Now, in fact, parler is an example of a regular ER verb. And that means that the patterns that you learn for parler can be applied to literally hundreds, if not thousands, of other ER verbs in French. Let's look now at the conjugation of parler. And we're going to start with the present tense. So we're seeing here, I speak, you speak, he speaks, and so on. Or, I am speaking. Je parle. That's P-A-R-L-E. Je parle. Tu parles. P-A-R-L-E-S. Il or elle or on parle. P-A-R-L-E. Nous parlons. P-A-R-L-O-N-S. Vous parlez. P-A-R-L-E-Z. And il, or elle, plural, parle. P-A-R-L-E-N-T. Let's try conjugating this with some music. Je parle. Tu parles. Il parle. Nous parlons. Vous parlez. Il parle. Now, if you're not familiar with this conjugation pattern, where we say the six forms of the verb in order, then we would suggest that you go back and listen to the introductory episode, which explains what the order involves, the I, you, he, she, it, we, you, they forms. Okay, that was the present tense of parler. Let's think now about the perfect tense of parler. And this would be translating, I have done. You have done, he has done, she has done, and so on. Or, I did, you did, he, she, it did, we did, and so on. Now, as you know, the perfect tense is formed by combining the present tense of the auxiliary verb with the past participle. The auxiliary verb for parler is avoir. So we combine j'ai, tu as, il a, and so on with the past participle of parler, which is parler. It sounds the same, but it's spelled P-A-R-L-E-A-C-U-T-E. So this now becomes I have spoken, j'ai parlé, you have spoken, tu as parlé, he has spoken, il a parlé, we have spoken, nous avons parlé, you have spoken, vous avez parlé, and they have spoken, ils ont parlé. Okay, once again, it's time to do this with a little music. J'ai parlé. Tu as parlé. Il a parlé. Nous avons parlé. Vous avez parlé. Ils ont parlé. So the perfect tense combining the auxiliary verb and the past participle to talk about something which has happened in the past or which happened in the past when you're telling a story. Let's look at another past tense. It's the imperfect tense, and this one's used for saying he was speaking or she used to speak, and so on. So our endings here are A-I-S, A-I-S, A-I-T, I-O-N-S, I-E-Z, A-I-E-N-T. Let's put that into the context of parler. I was speaking, je parlais, P-A-R-L-A-I-S. You were speaking, tu parlais, again, P-A-R-L-A-I-S. She was speaking, elle parlait, P-A-R-L-A-I-T. Then we were speaking, nous parlions, P-A-R-L-I-O-N-S. You, plural or formal, were speaking. Vous parliez, P-A-R-L-I-E-Z, and they were speaking. Let's use the feminine form, elle parlait. So that's L-E-L-L-E-S, parlait, P-A-R-L-A-I-E-N-T. That's the long one, and it's a little complicated to spell, P-A-R-L-A-I-E-N-T. Let's do this one again with some music. Je parlais, tu parlais, il parlait, nous parlions, vous parliez, il parlait. So the imperfect tense translating I was speaking, you were speaking, and so on. Or I used to speak. Or indeed, I would speak when you're thinking back to the past. Oh, when I was young, I would speak French to my grandmother, and so on. Okay, it's time now to look at our final tense, and that is the future tense. We're looking at parler in the future tense. And we're taking the future stem, and the future stem of a verb very often ends up being the infinitive itself, P-A-R-L-E-R being the infinitive of parler. And we'll add some endings to this future stem. So we have je parlerai, P-A-R-L-E-R-A-I, je parlerai. That means I will speak or I will be speaking. You will speak, tu parleras. Tu parleras, P-A-R-L-E-R-A-S. Then he will speak, il parlera. Il parlera, P-A-R-L-E-R-A, and of course it's the same form for she will speak, elle parlera. Let's move on now to the nous form. We will speak, nous parlerons. Nous parlerons, P-A-R-L-E-R-O-N-S. You, plural or formal, will speak. Vous parlerez. Vous parlerez, P-A-R-L-E-R-E-Z. And finally, the il or elle plural form. Ils parleront. Ils parleront. P-A-R-L-E-R-O-N-T. Once more, let's try it with some music. Je parlerai. Tu parleras. Il parlera. Nous parlerons. Vous parlerez. Ils parleront. Et voilà. There you have the four tenses conjugated in all six parts. Now, it's time to try putting these into some sentences. Let's start with some easy ones. Let's say we wanted to say, Michael doesn't speak French. So we're looking for the il form, and it's the present tense. So Michael ne parle pas français. Michael ne parle pas français. Michael doesn't speak French. Let's try something a little more complicated. I didn't understand a thing. I understood nothing. Because the man was speaking too quickly, let's say. I didn't understand a thing. Je n'ai rien compris. Because the man was speaking too quickly. So which tense are we going to use there? The man was speaking. It's the imperfect tense. So, I didn't understand anything because the man was speaking too quickly. Je n'ai rien compris parce que l'homme parlait trop vite. Il parlait trop vite. P-A-R-L-A-I-T. The imperfect tense of parler. Now, here's a challenge for you. I'd like you to translate from French into English this sentence. Si tu as un problème, je parlerai avec ton prof de maths. I'll say that again. Si tu as un problème, je parlerai avec ton prof de maths. So this would be, if you have a problem, I will speak with your maths teacher or to your maths teacher. If you have a problem, I'll speak to your maths teacher. Let's try one from English into French. I'd like you to translate. Have you spoken with my father? So which tense should we be looking for here? Have you spoken? It's the perfect tense. So there are various ways of translating this depending on which question form we want to use. We could say, Est-ce que vous avez parlé avec mon père? Or, Avez-vous parlé avec mon père? Or just simply, vous avez parlé avec mon père? That's using the vous form. Of course, you might have decided to use the tu form, in which case it would be, est-ce que tu as parlé avec mon père? And so on. Before we finish this episode, let's go through the whole verb once more, and we'll do so with some music. Je parle. Tu parles. Il parle. Nous parlons, vous parlez, il parle. That was the present tense. Now it's time to look at the perfect tense. Remember, this is formed with the auxiliary verb and the past participle. J'ai parlé, tu as parlé, il a parlé. Nous avons parlé, vous avez parlé, ils ont parlé. Okay, so that's the perfect tense. Let's go to the imperfect now, the one that translates, I was speaking. Here goes. Je parlais. Tu parlais. Il parlait. Nous parlions. Vous parliez. Il parlait. That's the imperfect tense. Our last tense is the future tense. I will speak, or I will be speaking. Here goes. Je parlerai. Tu parleras. Il parlera. Nous parlerons. Vous parlerez. Ils parleront. And there you have it. Parler in four tenses. Et voilà, c'est tout pour aujourd'hui. Remember, parler is a regular ER verb, and the patterns that you've learned today can easily be applied to other ER verbs. So you can say, he was singing, il chantait, from the verb chanter, to sing, she will dance, elle dansera, from the verb danser, to dance, and from the verb bavarder, meaning to chat, we could say, nous bavardons avec nos amis. We chat with our friends. We'll be back again soon with another Coffee Break French verb fix. Don't forget that you can take part in the show by sending us your voice recordings of your sentence featuring the verb parler. Visit radiolingua.com/verbfix to find out how to join in. We'd also like to mention that there is a members version of this show available on the Radiolingua website and a beautiful iPad ebook version available in the iBook store. Both the members version and the ebook include more examples and test translation questions. And we also provide the conjugation of each verb in the conditional, present subjunctive, past historic, pluperfect, future perfect and conditional perfect tenses too. Find out how you can access this fantastic resource at radiolingua.com/verbfix. C'est tout pour aujourd'hui les amis. À bientôt. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.